Take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to the book of Hebrews, please. I will say this. Tonight, my God loves me and I love Him. And it would have been all right either way, but I see a ray of hope and I rejoice in it. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11 tonight. Someone said one time, this is the reason that the man ought to always make the coffee. Because it never did say she brews, it said he brews. I know, that's a dad joke, amen. But you can laugh a little bit and act like it was funny if it wasn't, amen. 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 The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. We started on Sunday looking at the thought, faith, the evidence of things not seen. We want to look tonight at some evidence in verse number 5 and 6 and 7 in the book of Hebrews. I believe it's important tonight to understand the importance of the evidence in our life. One preacher said, if you were hauled into the court of law and accused of being Christian, would there be enough evidence in your life to convict you of being a Christian? I believe there's evidence that comes to the outside when Jesus lives on the inside of a person's life. The Bible said by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found because God translated him. Watch this. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. I've just got two things to talk to you about tonight. The first one is, by faith, we please God. It's important, beloved, to live a life that's pleasing to God. The first church I pastored, I was out in the churchyard doing some work around the church. The parsonage was right next to it, about far from here to the... It wasn't even that far from here to the organ. It was just a little alleyway between... a little breezeway between the church and the parsonage. I was out there doing some work, and a neighbor walked over. The church was notorious for having problems, and it was always the preacher. Isn't that good? Amen. It was always the preacher. Amen. That was always the problem. But anyway, he walked over one day, and I'd been there a couple of years, and things were going well. We had knocked out a side there, setting people in there, and this was full and that was full, and this is a little old country church. Brother Dale, you'd enjoy this. I got down in the basement, and that church had little rock pillars with pipe fenced all the way around it, and it had just a little walkway where you come in at the sidewalk, and there was a pipe concreted in the ground, and they had turnstiles. They found them in the basement. And what that was about was keeping the cattle out of the churchyard years ago. And so we had old-fashioned day, Brother Jason, and I put them turnstiles in there, painted them up, amen, for an old-fashioned day. But neighbor walked over and he said, I don't know how you do it. I said, do what? His name was Wendell. I said, do what, Wendell? He said, I don't know how you please them all. I said, Wendell, I said, let me tell you something. I said, I told them when I come here, and I'm going to tell you the same thing. I'm not trying to. I'm aiming to live my life to please God. And if they like it, I'm glad for them. And if they don't, I'm sad for them. But I said, Wendell, you'd go crazy trying to please everybody. God's people are called on to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Amen. And I believe if we could get that settled in our heart. You know, you go over there in the Old Testament. And I can see right now I ain't going to get done tonight. But anyway, that's all right. You got off 15 minutes early last week when I was hurting so bad I couldn't hardly think of my name. Somebody asked me after church. They said, what's wrong with you, preacher? I said, why do you ask? They said, you got done early. Must be something wrong with you. Amen. But I believe with all of my heart, over in the Old Testament, you've got those kings. And here's what it would say. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Or he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Let me tell you something. When this thing winds up and winds down and we go up, all that's going to matter is what went on in the sight of the Lord. There's a lot that goes on to impress man. But I'm telling you what, God's not impressed. Amen. God wants us to do what's right in the sight of the Lord. There's something here that I want to give you tonight. I guess there's about four little things here under, by faith we please God. Number one, it was by faith that he came to the Lord. Watch this. The Bible said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. Watch this phrase. For he that cometh to God, he that cometh to God. Aren't you glad there's a scripture in the Bible that said, he that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. That's where it all starts pleasing. We can't please God until we first come to him. Amen. And the Bible is speaking here of Enoch, and it said one of the first things here, we got to get it nailed down, that he came to the Lord. He that cometh to God, the blind man, he was hollering, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And beloved, listen, some of them didn't want Jesus to be bothered with him or him to bother Jesus, but Jesus didn't care. He didn't mind. He said, bring him on. Amen. And he helped him. The woman crawling through the crowd with the issue of blood. You know what she did? She made her way to Jesus. You say, Pastor, is it important that we come to Jesus? You'll never be saved till you do. And you'll never please God until you get saved. Amen. We've got to be saved in order to please the Lord. I thought about this as I was preparing to preach this message. By faith we please the Lord. Listen, the prodigal, you remember the story of the prodigal son. The Bible said he was down there in the far country. He spent all of his living. He wanted his inheritance. He went down there and he wasted it on riotous living. I believe it was described well in the Bible, riotous. There's a lot of that kind of living going on in America today. Amen. Like there's no tomorrow. Like there's no judgment. But beloved, listen, when he got down there and he got hungry, he would fain have filled himself with the husk in the hog pen. And the Word of God said he came to himself. I'm going to tell you something right now. When you come to God, you may not know what to expect, but I can tell you from experience, you're going to get a whole lot more, beloved. Amen. That father, I tell you, that prodigal didn't know what to expect, but that father saw him coming. Thank God Almighty, before the foundation of the world, my heavenly Father saw me that Sunday night coming to him. Amen. And it pleased him. It pleased that father. I don't know how far you have to be away from somebody that's been wallowing with pigs to smell him. He might have smelled him, but it didn't bother him. That son's coming home. He's coming to the father. And you know what the father did? The father ran to the son, and the Bible said he fell on him and he kissed him. Amen. I thank God I've got a time in my life. I can tell you where my heavenly father fell on me and he kissed me with mercy and grace. Amen. Well, glory to God. He came to the Lord by faith. We please God. In order to please him, we must come to the Lord. And then I believe this. Watch what the Bible said. We must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There's a young lady here tonight. I won't call her name because it goes all over the internet. You know how that is. But one of our men and his wife visited with her last night. And it wasn't too long ago, she received a book that says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And you know what? It tickled me to death when I got word back that she's already dove into that book and learning, amen, and learning and learning and learning, the hunger. You say, "Pastor, by faith we please God." We've got to come to God. But then the Bible's teaching us here, beloved, when he believes that He is, He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He communed with the Lord. You say, "Pastor, you really believe He did?" I really do, because the Bible said over there in Genesis chapter number 5 and verse 21 that Enoch walked with God. Amen. Listen to me. Enoch could have been the author of that song. "He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own." Amen. Somebody said when we pray, we talk to God. When we read the Bible, He talks to us. And always remember, He needs to do most of the talking. Don't get it out of balance. Amen. We do need to pray, but we do need to read His Word. This is God's love letter to His children. My brother, when he got saved, it wasn't just a few weeks afterward. He said, "That Bible's my instruction manual." Amen. I thank the Lord. Enoch came to the Lord. But then Enoch, beloved, communed with the Lord. Mary, the Word of God said, she sat at Jesus' feet and heard His Word. The Word of God said this, "Be still and know that I am God." How many of you are here tonight? And I want you to, I'm going to take a survey, amen. This will be a Trump thing. He always took a survey, amen. How many of you are here tonight and it's easy for you to be still? Would you raise your hand if it's easy for you to be still? I got to get mine down. Brother Gary, it's easy for you. Oh, okay, Brother Gary didn't want to be out there on that limb all by himself. How many of you find it difficult to be still? Amen. Just to be still. Cut the radio off. Cut the cell phone off. Cut the television off. Say amen. You want to know why the devil fights that? Because he knows right there is what we need to please God. Just, I'll tell you something. Something was mentioned a while ago about James. He's going to be a year old Friday, ain't he, brother? Amen. And you need to make him a cake, Brother Jason. Amen. And you don't need to put any limitations on it. Just let him dive in it all over. Amen. That'd be good. Amen. And then if there's anything left, call me. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. You got a young'un, you got a grand young'un. There ain't nothing like them jumping up in your lap. For years, I ministered in the prisons. I preached in the prisons. And I don't know, hundreds of people asked me the same question. "Do you miss pastoring? Do you miss pastoring? Do you miss pastoring?" And I always answered like this. I said, "There's one thing I can tell you for sure that I miss about pastoring." They said, "What's that?" I said, "The children. The young'uns." There's young'uns around here that love to see me. And I love to see them. And I'm of the persuasion that you can't fool a young'un. They know whether you're real or whether you're a put-on of some kind. Amen. And I tell you something tonight. If that pleases you, Mamaw, and you, Papaw, and you, Mommy, and you, Daddy, you tell me what it does for our Father when we jump up in His lap, say amen, and say, "Here, my Lord, teach me something today. Commune with me, Lord. Let me commune with You. Let me, Lord, learn something from Your Word." It's a blessing. By faith, we please God. It was by faith that he came to the Lord. It was by faith that he communed with the Lord. And then, number three here, it was by faith that he was caught up with the Lord. The Bible talks about you and I, beloved. Listen, we're going to be caught up together with him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But the Bible said that Enoch was, and then he was not. Amen. For God did what? Took him. Amen. You know what God's going to do in America one day? Ever born again child of God. These cemeteries, amen. I'm telling you, everybody in the church that's been born again, everybody in the state, everybody in the country that's been born again, God's going to catch them on out of here. Amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You think about this tonight. Years ago, when preachers preached about those two witnesses in the book of Revelation and that message going all over the world, now you've got the internet. And it's getting deeper than that. AI, artificial intelligence, amen. I'd just like to have some intelligence. I wouldn't care if it's artificial or not, amen. I'd just like to have some. But I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. We're going to be gone. I was preaching through the book of Revelation one time and got over there in that tribulation. And somebody asked me after church, they said, where are you going to be when all that's going on? I said a four-letter word, gone. G-O-N-E. Gone! I'm going home to be with Jesus. Amen. And it's by faith, beloved, that he came to the Lord. It's by faith that he communed with the Lord. And it's by faith that he was caught up with the Lord. Let me give you this. One more thing by faith. You think about this tonight. I don't know. I guess this is, if you were going to look at Enoch, would it be, Brother Jason, help me with the math, but it'd be 6,000 plus years ago. Would that be right? Is that right, brother? I gotta look over here at these men. No, amen. They're not artificial. They're just intelligent, amen. Let me say this to you tonight. Here we are, still talking about him. It was by faith that he was commended of the Lord. God said, I want you to know something about Enoch. He pleased me. He walked with me. Amen. I took him home one day and he commended him for his life. I don't know about you tonight, but that's a blessing to me to think that God, all of these characters in Hebrews chapter number 11, faith, it's the evidence. What's the evidence in Enoch's life that he had faith? He pleased the Lord. He just pleased the Lord. Amen. He pleased the Lord. I don't know about you tonight, but I believe the hall of faith is more important than the hall of fame. Amen. I believe tonight that God has a place for you and I in his kingdom. And that, beloved, you say, well, Pastor, he's already through with his book. He'll never write my name in his book. Well, there's another book called the Book of Life. And there's something written in this book that we might get to hear him say one day after a while if we live to please him. And that is this, we'd be commended to, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. I don't know about you tonight, but that ought to be the goal of our life. That ought to be the goal of our life. Lord, I want to please you. Amen. The goal of our church, Lord, we want to please you. The goal of your family, Lord, we want to please you. Amen. I read this. It came out of a book by David Hocking entitled Pleasing God. I'm not going to look up all the scriptures or scripture references for everything that's said. But I want to leave you with this tonight. How do we please God, he said? By exalting Jesus Christ, his Son. I tell you, I don't believe there's anything in the world that pleases God anymore, amen, than lifting up Jesus. And Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, amen. The psalmist David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. What a blessing that is. And then we can please God by proclaiming the message of the cross. We can please God, beloved, because the Bible said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them which believe. Not foolish preaching, But the preaching of the cross is foolishness to this world, but not to God. It pleases God. Amen. And then we can please God by believing God and by believing His promises. We can please God by asking Him for wisdom. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men. And we can please God by staying away from sin. Amen. That's pleasing to the Lord. We can please God by sharing the gospel with unbelievers. We can please God by giving to others in a time of need. Let me say this to you. I met Brother Ralph over there the other day, and he told me we were going to put those heaters on a truck. And I pulled up there, and so help me, my truck had everything in it that it would haul. The back was full, heaters and gas bottles and sleeping bags. I'm telling you, every nook and cranny was crammed full. And I pulled up there, and Brother Ralph had a Suburban. And I said, Brother Ralph, he said, it'll go in there. You know what it did? It went in there. You wouldn't have made me believe that everything I had in that truck would go in that Suburban. And that Suburban was just like my truck, and we got done there. There wasn't room for a rat to get in there, amen, anywhere, amen. But here's what I wanted to say. They may not know nobody much. There may be somebody this winter. What I just read was by giving to others in a time of need. That pleases God. There may nobody know where that bottle of gas come from, where that heater come from. But let me tell you something right now. By the way, God knows where it come from. And nobody, when they crawl down in that sleeping bag, they may not know where it comes. And I believe it pleases God. Amen. When we do what we can to help others along the way. Amen. I tell you something right now. I thank God for the government. But the government, let me just say this to you. They can't do everything. We need one another. Amen. Somebody was preaching one time. They was talking about where Jesus healed that man that they was born of four. And they broke up that roof, Brother Dale, and they let him down there on that stretcher. Because you couldn't even get in the door. You remember the story, don't you, Brother Brian? And somebody said, ain't no way that could happen today. It'd take too long to have a committee meeting and vote on tearing that roof up. Say amen. They busted that roof up and got that boy down there where Jesus was. And when he saw their faith, I believe there was one on every rope that had faith. I believe there's one laying on the stretcher that had faith. Glory to God. I didn't even mean to say that tonight. But right here we go. Evidence. If we can just get him to Jesus. You got somebody in your life that's got their life all messed up. If we can just get them to Jesus and take care of that. Amen. And then we've been doing a devotion with the young'uns the last couple of days. We can please God by submitting to authority. And I believe that's true. I believe that's right. And then we can please God by praising God and thanking God for all things. I believe we ought to thank Him. I believe we ought to praise Him. Amen. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Reminds me of Brother Herman Anderson. He used to preach, I loved him, old-timey preacher. He said, whether it's by way of the clouds or by way of the clods, I'm going to be with Jesus. I love it, amen. I love it. I appreciate you coming tonight. I really do. Let's live our lives to please God. Live our lives to please God. Live our lives by faith. That's the only way to please the Lord. The Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is, fill it in. Anybody know? Huh? What is it, brother? Sin. That's exactly right. That'll cause you to want to live by faith, wouldn't it? Amen. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. God wants us to trust Him. God wants us to live our lives to please Him. Enoch did. You and I can too, by the grace of God. Father, thank you tonight for my people. Thank you for meeting with us a few minutes tonight. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would just help us tonight to determine by the grace of God, just like Lord Joshua did. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We just want to please you, Lord, because we know you're coming. And Lord, we know we're going. And Lord, when we get there, we'd love to hear you say, well done. Help us, God. In Jesus' name, amen.